Baby? Baby? Yeah, I figured you were awake. Whenever you wake up, you always move away from me. Come on. Come back over here. Yeah, I'll let you be the little spoon. That way you can't escape from me again. I love holding you like this. You're so warm. Your hair is soft too. You don't mind when I play with it, huh? When I just run my fingers through it, push it away from your face, when I twirl the ends. Good. My sister and I used to always play with each other's hair. I got pretty good at knowing what feels good. Like when I run my fingers all the way down your neck, or behind your ears, just like this. You look so tired. Want me to tell you some stories? Yeah? Okay, let's see. I've told you a lot about the vacations I went on when I was a kid, but I haven't told you very much about the road back. My dad used to like going off the beaten path to explore a little. Once, we went to an old plantation. Now, it's just a little gift shop and a farm at the front, but we walked to the back without asking permission. And we followed a little foot trail deeper into the woods. And after a while, the woods opened up and we had found the old slave houses. There were probably about 15 or so. They were small, wooden, sort of raised off the ground to prevent flooding. The owners of the plantation, or someone, had put a padlock on all the doors to the houses, so we couldn't get in. But we looked through the windows and there was still some furniture in there. Not much, just a table maybe, or a chair. It was dark too, so it was hard to make out some stuff. Eventually, we got tired of trying to break in, so we continued down the path. We definitely did not expect this, but we found a little village. There was one gravel road going down the center of the town, and about 10 houses on either side. They all had gardens. A lot of them had statues and art in their front yards. There was an old lady sitting outside on her porch, sitting in a rocking chair, knitting. It was crazy how picturesque it all was. And some of the houses had some really creepy stuff around them. Huge hanging dream catchers, voodoo dolls, chimes with weird symbols on them. My dad and I were a little freaked out at that point, so we turned around and walked back. Two other times, we found graveyards to explore. The first one was a graveyard that was way, way deep in the swamp. It had only had about 15 headstones that were still there. My dad told me that this was supposedly where they buried the people that didn't survive on the journeys from France. The next graveyard was behind some old rice fields. When we went there, the graves were on dry ground, but they were still falling apart. Where I grew up, they always put the caskets above the ground in like a cement casing. It's because it's so swampy everywhere that if they just had headstones and buried the bodies under the ground, then the bodies would float back up, which apparently was pretty commonplace in the past. Anyway, These graves were falling apart. You could almost look into them if you wanted. Most of them were sinking into the ground on like a corner or two. What was sad about this place was that at least, I don't know, 80% of the graves were for infants or children. There were rows and rows and rows of them. The engraving on the stones was worn off, so we couldn't read it, but there must have been some sort of sickness that went through a town. Those were my favorite off-road adventures when I was younger. I hope that's not too dark for you. Looks like you're at least half asleep already. Don't worry, I won't stop talking to you. I won't stop holding your head, playing with your hair. You're so peaceful when you sleep, when your eyes are closed, when your breath slows down. I just wish I could hold you here forever and watch you dream and wonder what you're seeing. You're perfect. Sometimes I still wonder how I got to be here with you. I think back on the chances that we would have met, that you would have asked me out, and it still amazes me. I mean, I guess we're both nerds, but we're so different too. I'm like an awkward, quiet, stupid nerd. I never know what to do with my hands. I can't speak in groups. I try way too hard to please everybody. But you're in like a totally different league. You're a cool, smart, handsome nerd. And you're kind, and you're charming and witty. And you know how to make me smile. And apparently you don't even have to say anything to do it. You can just flash that little smirk of yours while you listen to me praise you. I thought you might still be awake. You're just perfect. I have to say, it's bad that we both suck at sleeping, but can I really complain? I love these late nights with you, where one of us can just ramble on forever until the other is asleep. When we have half-asleep philosophical conversations. When we just stare at each other until we drift off. Nighttime is like our own little sanctuary, when the world disappears and it's just us. No noise, no obligations, just peace, together. There are so many stories and legends out there about the horrors of the night, the terrors that wait in the shadows. But then there's us, sleeping, or almost sleeping, and we're in the shadows too. But we know we're just resting, you know, doing what humans do at night. And it reminds me that we don't always have to be afraid of what we can't see. In every dark corner of the world, there's another sanctuary for someone else or something else. And we really have no reason to demonize that. It's actually sort of beautiful. I used to be afraid of the dark when I was little. To be honest, if I'm still in a totally pitch black room, I still get a little shaky. From the other people I've talked to that share that fear, they feel like something's watching them, or like the walls are closing in. But for me, it's sort of the opposite. I feel like I'm losing all sense of myself, like I'm floating in space. Instead of the walls closing in, I become very aware of the air moving around me, and I feel like I'm in a huge abyss. I feel alone and terrified. But as soon as I get a handhold on something, a wall, a piece of furniture, a person, my fear goes away because I have an anchor, you know? Something to remind me that I'm real. When I was in middle school, I used to try to test myself by locking my, or not locking, but I would go into my closet and close the door and see how long I could stand in there without getting too freaked out. I don't know why I did it. It was kind of a perverse form of self-harm. Definitely didn't help my fears. But I'm much better now. I still haven't met anyone that gets the same sense of insecurity as me when they're in the dark. But maybe I will someday. God, sorry I'm talking about such sad stuff tonight. You don't mind, do you? Baby? Oh, no. Shh. Go back to sleep. It's okay. Just feel me run my fingers through your hair. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, baby.